WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear to partly cloudy and 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 98, and heat advisories are currently in effect. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping area news, dive team members from southeast Nebraska and southwest Iowa conducted a search Tuesday for a Council Bluffs man missing since he jumped out of a boat into Hanson Lake Sunday morning. They recovered the man's body Tuesday evening, not far from where he jumped in. The body of 34-year-old Michael Hartsook was discovered at around 7:30 p.m. An autopsy has been scheduled, and officials say the lake will open today. Dive teams from Red Oak, Clarinda, Adams, Cass, and Ringgold counties participated in the search, scouring more than 12,000 feet of the lake, which is located in Sarpy County, Nebraska. News time is 7:07.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindeman Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center, livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report one person was taken into custody early this morning on an assault charge. 38-year-old Becky Lynn Oglesby of Corning was arrested just before 1 a.m. on a charge of simple assault. Authorities say Oglesby was arrested for an alleged incident of assault which occurred at the Villisca American Legion Hall. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, booked in, and later released on $300 cash bond. Well, there's no shortage of activities taking place on this Independence Day 2012. Several area communities are celebrating with parades this morning and fireworks tonight. Among them is Atlantic, where the JCs are once again sponsoring the fireworks show out at the Atlantic Municipal Airport. Tom Welchens says the same people that put on the display last year will be in town again this year.
A group called Viking Pyrotechnics, they did a very good job. We heard a lot of good compliments about the show from last year. The show will be shot off again this year at dusk. We will also have we'll have a DJ providing music both before the fireworks and during the fireworks, patriotic music during the fireworks. We'll also have some bounce houses available for the kids, and once again, the Kiwanis will be providing food stand.
And they'll begin parking cars at 7 p.m. Parking is not allowed along the airport road. The cost to attend is your free will donation, which will be accepted at the airport. Welchin says donations from the community throughout the year help to pay for the show as well.
Our fundraising has been very comparable to what it has been the last few years, and we're very appreciative of the community doing that. We'll always take more donations.
Welchin says the fireworks package cost about $6,000.
Now, $6,000 sounds like a lot of money, but in fireworks, it's a good show. I don't think we'd want to get any cheaper than that. And if we got any more expensive than that, fundraising might get to be a bit difficult. But so we've kind of found that sweet spot in there where we raise money, plus we got to raise a little additional to pay for insurance and all kinds of other stuff to make sure we can continue to function as a not only as a group, but make sure that the fireworks go off as planned.
The day begins with the annual flight breakfast that started at 7 a.m. and runs through 11 a.m. It costs $6 per plate and is a great time for the family to meet with pilots from all over the Midwest who come to Atlantic for the event. The pancakes will be served by the Pancake Man along with all the fixings and sides. The JCs say they're expecting a big crowd this year because the 4th of July falls in the middle of the weekend. Many families will likely stay close to home. 4th of July celebrations that began last Saturday in Exira and continued into early this week culminate today with many more activities, including the foot races in front of the elementary school at 9 a.m. and the big annual parade at Legion Park starting at 10:30. The theme for this year's parade is Hometown Traditions. Judy Bentner with the Exira Community Club says the Grand Marshal is a city employee with many years of service to the community.
Our Grand Marshal this year is the recently retired city clerk, Gene Peterson, and newly appointed city clerk, Jane Jessen. So we'll honor Jean for the years she put in at the city.
The route for this year's parade is unchanged from last year. Bentner says it's always a good idea to find a spot to enjoy the parade before it begins, and there are plenty of areas for you to stake out your viewing point.
Get a good crowd around the city square there where our announcer and judges are, and then comes up and around by the old elementary school, and then it goes up to our middle school now and back into the Legion Park. So it is a nice little route, and you can usually find a shady spot, or if you want to get your suntan, go ahead.
And following the parade, there are lots of activities throughout the day, including entertainment at the city park from 1 until 5 p.m. There's also the Grand River Rodeo, which gets underway at Kickapoo Park beginning at 2 o'clock.
This is the first time we're trying it on the 4th of July in the afternoon. I guess we'll see how that works. The rodeo group thinks it's going to be a great coming to Exira for the parade and stick around for the rodeo. It's on a lot at the end of Jefferson Street, so might have to just kind of ask some directions, and I imagine they'll maybe have some signs and just walk from uptown after you've had maybe some lunch. We've got vendors with our food there after the parade.
You can check out the complete list of 4th of July activities on the KJAN.com website under the Daily Diary tab. The grand fireworks display at the Exira football field begins tonight at 9:45. News time is 7:13.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindeman Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Wayne Abbott, age 90, of New Hampton and formerly of the Greenfield area, died Friday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Wayne Abbott will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Larry Gene Wagner, age 73, of Oakland and formerly of the Griswold and Council Bluffs areas, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Interment of ashes for Larry Wagner will be held tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery at Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Gloria Faye Erickson, age 84, of Griswold, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Gloria Erickson will be held this Friday at 11 o'clock. At the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold, Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Margaret Maxine Nelson, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Graveside services for Margaret Nelson will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Galva Township Cemetery East. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold Kleinpaste, age 92, of Harlan, died June the 9th. Funeral services for Harold Kleinpaste will be on July the 10th at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Jean Wachter, age 62, of West Des Moines, died Monday in Des Moines. A private graveside service for Carol Wachter will be held at the Earlham City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. So David Esbeck, age 73, of Des Moines and formerly of Kimbleton, died Sunday. Services for David Esbeck are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Tom Sandhorst, age 54, of Barney, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Tom Sandhorst are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.